All right, Jeff, today I would love an answer to the question, what are some of the changes in Florida's new tort reform law?
Sure. Great question. This is a question that a lot of my clients have been calling and asking me about. At the end of March 2023, Governor DeSantis enacted and signed into law some new tort reform measures, which, as you might examine or you might expect, are in place solely to protect insurance companies and pad their pockets. And the first, there are several changes, and I'll be talking about others in other podcasts, but I wanted to just bring two of the most important changes to your attention. First is a change in the statute of limitations. It used to be that for a negligence case, like an auto accident or truck accident or a slip and fall, that you had 4 years from the date of the accident to bring a lawsuit. And the advantage of that 4 years was it allowed a plaintiff to treat with a doctor for months or years to get a complete handle on the extent of their injuries. A lot of times people don't even have surgery until a year or two after an accident, and then they don't know for some time period after the surgery what their recovery is going to be like. So you were not forced to file a lawsuit until you had a complete handle on what your recovery and what your future was going to look like. Now, with this new law, you only have 2 years to bring a lawsuit. So it can, in catastrophic and serious injury cases, it can force a plaintiff to file a lawsuit before they really even know what the true extent of their injuries are and what it's going to mean for their future. So that's one change. The other change relates to proof of medical damages. I have some clients who have health insurance, private health insurance, or Medicare, and they get treatment under that health insurance. And health insurance pays for it, and that's great. I have other clients who are unfortunate and do not have health insurance because they can't afford health insurance. So what happens to them if they get in an accident? Well, they're forced to go to a doctor who will take what's called a letter of protection, meaning that the doctor will treat them and take care of them, sometimes even do surgery on them, and not get paid and not expect to get paid until the case settles. So a doctor who is willing to do that, typically, they charge more than health insurance or Medicare would pay. For example, if you have a procedure done that costs $25,000, Medicare or health insurance will pay a fraction of that amount, maybe a few thousand dollars on a $25,000 bill. If you don't have insurance, then you're stuck with the doctor's bill of $25,000, and that has to be taken care of when your case settles. Well, what this new tort reform law now does is says that in those circumstances where somebody does not have insurance and they have to go see a doctor on a letter of protection and pay that doctor when the case settles, the defense can introduce evidence of what health insurance would have paid. So even though the doctor's bill is $25,000, they can present to the jury, well, if this plaintiff would have had health insurance, they would have only paid $3,000 or $4,000. And therefore, instead of awarding $25,000 for the medical bills, you can only award $3,000 or $4,000. That is very unfair to a plaintiff because they still have a bill owed to that doctor for $25,000. And a jury may very well decide, well, we're only going to give them what health insurance would have paid, $3,000 or $4,000. And so the plaintiff is stuck with a $20,000-$21,000 balance that they got to find a way to pay the doctor for. So it really punishes people who are the most unfortunate and people who do not have the financial wherewithal to afford insurance. And those are precisely the people that we need to protect. And it's one of the reasons that I became a lawyer is to protect people who are in the most need of being protected from the people with all the money like the insurance companies. I'll be coming back on a later podcast and talking to you about some other new changes that have been made by the new tort reform law that Governor DeSantis signed into effect.